kind of become almost set in stone. At lunchtime, the Premier hosts a DigiCon on a Thursday, and then at 5:10, I talk to him about it. Hello, Alan.
Hi, John. Afternoon.
How are we going? Look, the number of positive tests remaining pretty much, little bit of an increase. There's, to me, a slightly worrying upwards trend in the number of hospitalizations, but that's not yet matched by a similar upward trend in the number of ICU beds being taken up.
Yeah, I mean, it's not dramatic, but definitely, I mean, as you say, a worrying trend. Our positivity test rate as well, gone from 6% now to 11%. So, you know, looking at the hospital beds, it's also a number that we have to watch. And in the last 3 weeks, you've definitely seen, you know, not big numbers, but the number is going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, it's kind of gone from roughly 510 up to roughly 560 now. So,
60, yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, those I think are the critical numbers to watch. I mean, it's not about the number of cases. It's how we're dealing with it and how many people are actually positive and ending up in our hospitals. I think specifically because many more younger people, we're seeing the numbers spiking in the 15 to 25 year olds. And so obviously, less ending up in hospital or needing comorbidity or having comorbidities and higher care. But still, at the end of the day, these are upward numbers. We call them bushfires, and we zoom in. And it's also been interesting in the last 3 weeks. So 4 weeks, actually, it was Beaufort West, Matsikama, and a couple of isolated incidents outside of the city. Now we've 2 weeks ago, we saw it more inside the city, southern and western regions. But also, if you go and look at the southern numbers now, also we now luckily starting to see them drop as well. But in general, across the city, increased numbers, small numbers, but increased numbers. And that's really what we need to be dealing with. I need to make sure that we invent, create, develop new management models. I mean, I just saw Germany closing down, and Germany has always been told, or we've always been told that Germany really are running a tight ship and they have got it all under control. And the last thing we can ever need is a further lockdown. So we've got to develop models of management. And it's how do we put those bushfires out, and how do we all play a role in making sure that we flatten this? And that's what I've asked for. I want a deal between citizens and government. We'll play our part. We need everyone else to play their part. And let's also develop some world best practice while we're about it.
Yeah, I don't know how one messages this, Alan. I don't know how governments, I don't know how private companies, I don't know what kind of campaign you have to persuade more people than is currently the case to take the risk of infection seriously. The numbers of people wearing masks, the number of people prepared to gather without particular attention to hygiene and to social distance and mask wearing is growing. And I Yep. simply don't know how you build a campaign to try and keep people, because what you're trying to do is have a life, have an economy, and stay safe. And how you message around that in a way that makes people take the message seriously. I don't know. I really don't.
So what I've called for when we first started this process 8 months ago, we used to have three cafes a week, and we had a strategy session on a Sunday. On Tuesday's cabinet, I said to the team, I want the strategy sessions back again, and our behavioral change scientists at our universities, how are we involving them? And let's actually look at developing some new program. I believe we still have a little bit of time. If you look at what's happened around the world, we do have some time. We're still busy at the moment, not with a second wave. We're still busy dealing with the sort of finally flattening the curve. And some areas of our province, which perhaps didn't have the higher infection rates, are still vulnerable. And we've got a bit of time. We need to develop whatever that is that we need to develop that's different to right now. And I agree with you. I mean, too many people are just saying, oh, well, I'm giving up now. The weekend, I can't tell you how many people were sending me messages. You know, this place is having a party and this place is just letting anybody do what they want to. I've just come from Kayamundi visiting some ECD centers and driving through through Kai Mundi, I remarked as I walked in, I said, I saw one guy with a mask on, one guy with a mask around his neck, and no one else with masks on. And so how do I get the team back in there? Let's go and hand out masks again. But we've got to get behavioral change, and this is not going to be easy.
It's definitely not. Thank you very much, though, for our regular Thursday afternoon conversation, Premier Alan Windey.